Okay, so today, everybody, we're going to continue in Simen Shin Ches, and tonight we are going to be learning Se'ifim Chav Beis, Chav Gimel, Chav Dalet, Chav Hei, and Chav Vav. So let us begin. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Asal Chasus Pia Chavis Be'evin Ope Pekas, O Liskar Behenes Adelis, O Lahakus Be'en Bevarza, Afal Pisha Choshev Aleha, Mi Ba'od Yom Aser, Elim Ke Nichta Lekach Li Olam. You're not allowed to use a stone or a splinter of wood to cover a barrel or to close a door with it, or to use it to clean out a spout in order to get wine out of a barrel, even though you already had a machshava to use it for such purposes, mi ba'od yom, it's still going to be mukta. The only way you take it out of the status of mukta is having kavana to be miyachidit for that li'olam, forever. Aval miyichta l'shabbos ebulvad, lo. But if you're only miyachidit for that Shabbos, that is not good enough, that is insufficient. Let's see the Mishra Berura, sivkat inside the aleph, obu v'ka'as, v'hu adin imrot l'smach bakora es adel es tzricha yichud k'mo v'ka'as. The same is true that if you want to support with a door with a beam, you need to be miyachidit just like you would a piece of wood. Va'azika toras kli aleha, and only then would it have the status, the full status of a kli. Says the Mishmar Sivkan Sadi Beis mi bod yom lasos hapulos ha'elu b'shabes v'kolshkeinam lo chashav, that even if you had a machshava to use it for this purpose before Shabbos to do these things, and certainly if you didn't think to do them raksha asapul seilu mibod yom, but you did these things mibod yom. So this is going on where the Shulchan Aruch said that it's going to be asr unless you miyachid it liolam. So he said, the Mishnah Berurah is saying that if you did pu'ulos that would designate it as such liolam, it would work, but temporarily it would not work. Velodami l'charios hanal b'sivchaf, and it's not like the palm branches that we spoke about before in sivchaf, where being miyachid it from erev Shabbos or doing a pu'ula from erev Shabbos is enough. Because over there, there are palm branches that are meant and often used for yeshiva. But over here, it's not at all the normal way to designate a stone or a splinter of wood to use for such purposes, and therefore needs something stronger to designate it as non-muktzah. And therefore, you need to be miyachidit for ever on Erev Shabbos to do some sort of tashmish with it, only then will it lose the status of muksa. Sif katan tzadi gimel li olam v'imhay ragil b'mosachal l'shamish ben eze tashmish, and if you use it typically during the week, sagi afi lo yichdem b'feirush, then it's going to be enough, even if you're not miyachid it b'feirush, but you always use this for that purpose, you always use this to unclog the spout, so therefore it's considered a kli. V'hay maisamuch v'hay and when it says you have to be miyachid it liolam, it doesn't mean that you have to say it. It could be with a machshava that you're miyachid it. Aval yichada elim kein. But if you're miyachidit, you need to be miyachidit. If you're miyachidit for this Shabbos, it's not good enough. So the Mishnah Berurah adds, unless you did a maisa with it that shows that it's meant to be used for this purpose. Let's see weiter in the Shulchan Aruch now. So again, we're still in Si'if Chav Beis, and the Shulchan Aruch says, V'hani milibidav shein dark liyach. This is only to use it for purposes that a stone or a piece of wood is not typically used for, like the things that we said, covering a barrel, opening a spout, things like that. But to use it for a purpose that's normal to use it, goes and like to crack open nuts, then it's good enough just to be miyachidit for one Shabbos. You don't need to be miyachidit forever. However, there are those that say that even if you can use it for something like cracking open a nut, you still need to be miyachidit forever. And there are those that say that you need to do some sort of maisa of tikkun on Erev Shabbos, and it's not good enough to just be miyachidit. You need to do a maisa. But in Rishon Test, we said just designating it is enough. You don't need to actually do a maisa. Let's see the Mishmur Sivkat Sadi. Hey, Sagi, v'lo dami the Sivchav Aleph. This is not like Sivchav Aleph. Because in Siv Chav Aleph, we spoke about stones that it's not enough to just be miyachidit. Because in Siv Chav Aleph, we were talking about using stones to sit on, and that's not what you typically use stones for. Over here, we're talking about something that's very normal to use stones for, like cracking open a nut. And therefore, it's good enough to be miyachidit for one Shabbos for that purpose. Meaning what we're essentially saying is that this falls somewhere in between the decal branches and these of Siv Chav and the stones of Siv Chav Aleph. Siv Chav and Sadivav, Deloshna, Ratzalam, or Debishneim, Bidin Yichli Olam, that the second opinion of Shulchan Aruch says that even if you're designating it to crack open nuts, you need to be miyachidit forever to be Yichot Sagi. But then the Ramah had added that in the Rishon and Tess, we said you don't need to do a Maisa, just designating it is enough. Hayni Mashim Vorosham Siv Chav Siv Beis, Ta'afilu Ba'avanim Sagi B'Yichli Olam, that even for stones, it's enough to be miyachidit forever. And if it's the kind of thing that you would normally use it for, like to crack open a nut, then it's good enough to even be miyachidit for one Shabbos. You don't need to be miyachidit forever, but you certainly don't need a maisa. You just need to be miyachid. You're allowed to cut off a branch from a palm tree on Erev Shabbos, and then you could then use it as a fly chaser, a fly swatter on Shabbos, because since you cut it for that reason, so therefore it's considered to be a full-fledged kli. It's now not a branch, it is a fly swatter. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkat and Sadiches, La'avriach nira duhu adin la'ayim ala tinokos. It doesn't have to be a fly swatter, it could be something that you frighten the kids with, like to threaten to hit them or something. Avlasu lomar la'inu yehudu b'shabbos, she'itul shlo anaf min ha'michpado shemechabdin abayis, you're not allowed to do amir la'akum, to ask a guy to take off one of the branches that you use from the for a broom in your house, unless you took it out before Shabbos. And if you're going to be swatting at flies, you better make sure you don't kill them, because that's a separatist from Nitzilus Neshama that you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. We said that the reason it has a din of a kli is because you cut it down for a tzorech. Lav davka kishachatocho l'tzorech, it's lav davka that you cut it down for a tzorech, do a din kishachatocho l'sreifa v'avi muktzah, because the same is going to be true if you cut it down for burning, for using as fuel, and it was muktzah, but then v'acharkach yichadol l'kach mibod yom, and then when it was still Erev Shabbos, you were miyachid to use it as a fly swatter. Meaning it doesn't have to be that at the moment you cut it down you were planning on using it as a fly swatter. It could be that at the moment you cut it down you were planning on using it as fuel, and you later change your mind to use it as a fly swatter. Kiven to orchei hu mahani yichol Shabbos, that since it's normal, so it works to be miyachid for that Shabbos. Kanab siv chav beis, like we said in siv chav beis, siv chav dalid pishtan saruk v'tzemer menupat shenosin alamaka. If you have some sort of gauze or bandaging that you put on a wound, if you designated it before Shabbos to use for wounds, or you sat in them for a moment, you used them, or you soaked them in oil a little bit, where it's clear that you're using it for the sake of treating a wound, or you tied a string around it to put it on a maka on Shabbos, it's no longer going to be muksa, mishum refuah nami leka, and it's also not a violation of refuah on Shabbos, because it's not really a refuah. Shein huwa lekamo malbush shlo yisru tu begadav b'maka, and because it's really only a dressing for the wound, so that your clothing won't aggravate the maka. V'yeshom del sagi b'machshava l'chud, but there are those that say that a machshava alone is not going to be good enough. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Siv Katan Kuf Aleph, im chashav hatam hakol kaniska le'el b'chari yosiv chav, dikivin shechashva yoshav husar me'alehem, she'muktza. It's all the same explanation as we had with the Chariot Shel Dekel that we spoke about in Sivchav, that if you had a Makshava, or you actually used it, so then you took away the Shem Mukta. So we said, one of the ways to demonstrate that you want to use it for Refuah is Oshet Tzva'an. Now, Tzva'an typically means to dye something or color something, not what it means over here. Perish Tvalan B'Shemen. It means that you dipped it in oil. Targum V'Tavol, Tzaba. And the Targum on the word V'Tavol is Tzaba. Sivkat and Kuf Gimel, B'Shabbos, V'Mashkas V'Lal B'Sivchav, Huadinim Chashav Litnim Alamaka B'Chol. You could have had an intention to use it to dress a wound on a weekday. You didn't have to have specifically the kavana that you're going to use it on Shabbos. It's just that you had kavana that you're going to use it as a dressing of a wound, and it's not just random muksa. Sivkat and Kuf Dalav, V'Yeshom Rim Ayn Magen Avram Sheik Shalom Mechaber V'Daita Dukli Alma Sagi Machshav V'Bal Yiraba Yishev Kushyasu Ayn Sham. The Mechaber makes it sound like it's machlokas whether machshava alone works or whether you need an actual maisa. Magen Avram says he doesn't know where the Mechaber got that. There is no such machlokas, and the Ali Rabbah tries to defend the Mechaber and say that Ataka is a machlokas. Se'if chafhei, orus yeveshim, bein shalum and bein shalbal habayis, mutil taltam. If you have dry animal hides, whether they belong to an uman or a balabayis, they are not muktza. Says Rama, v'yeshom dafka orus behemagasu, the chazi leishiv aleim, al behemudaka osir, elim kein chashuv leishiv aleim yibod yom. Rama quotes a yeshomrim that it all depends on whether it's from a behemagasa, where it's not muktza, versus a behemadaka, where it will be muktza, unless you had a machshava to dafka use it mibod. So the first day in Shulchan Aruch says what it really depends on is whether it's Oros Yeveshim or Oros Lachim. And the second opinion in Shulchan in the Ramah is that it really depends whether it's Behemagasa or Behemadaka. Says in Mishmar Sivkatan Kufhei, Oros Yeveshim, Bezemutil Deazu, Afilu Badaka. The first opinion holds no difference between Behemagasa and Behemadaka. That if it's Yavesh, it's Mutter. And if it's moist, then it doesn't matter if it's Behemagasa or Behemadaka either. It's going to be Aser. Unless you had a machshava to use it for such purposes. And the second opinion says, I don't care whether it's Yavesh or Lach. I only care whether it's Gasa or Daka. If it's from Behema Gasa, it's automatically not Muk. So if it's from Behema Daka, you need to have a machshava. The chiddush of saying that it belongs to an Uman is that an Uman typically doesn't have it to use, but to sell, it's merchandise. But even as merchandise, it does not become mukta because he's not makbid not to use it. Whereas normally you have merchandise in a store, you would never use it for your own purposes because you want to sell it. But that's not true of animal hides. We pass like the first opinion that it all depends on whether it's Yavesh or Lach. Elim kein chashav, vim nesan, lotzer l'schor, etzrichin yichud davka, k'mosh kasev reshim reshim tes. But if you had put it in a storage room to use it for schora, so then it becomes mukta, unless you're miyachid it specifically for the purpose of using it. Se'if chafav, nisarim shel balabayis mutil tatlin. Boards that belong to a balabayis are not mukta, v'shel uman asr, but if they belong to an uman, they are asr. Elim kein chashav aleim yibod yom, litein aleim, apas l'orchim, otash meshachar. Unless you had a machshava already on Erev Shabbos that you're going to use it either to put bread for guests on or for some other purpose. Says the Mishnah Brura, sivkatan kuftes, v'shel Uman aser debuhu kapir uman shelo yiskalkalu, that the uman is going to be careful that they shouldn't get ruined. In the sarim shel sochrim shenasim laotzar efshar de aser gamkin letaltalam, and boards that belong to merchants that they put away in storage, it could be that it's also to be metaltal dekapti alay gamkin shelo yiskalkalu visakmu kuma uman, because they're also going to be careful that it shouldn't get ruined, that it shouldn't be used just like an uman would be careful. Even though maybe they never smoothed it out using a plane of any sort. So let's review what we learned today. First, we said that stones and splinters cannot be used as a barrel cover or a door stopper unless you designated them for that use forever, or if you did a maisa to designate them, or you used it regularly during the week for that purpose. If you only want to crack nuts with it, so some say that's enough to be, then it's enough to be miyachidit just for that Shabbos. Then we said that you can use a branch that was either cut for the sake of chasing bugs away, or was later designated for the sake of chasing bugs away before Shabbos. As long as you're careful not to kill the bugs, you're allowed to use it to swat away bugs on Shabbos. Then we said there are two opinions whether machshava works for bandaging material, and it's also not a problem of refuah because it just protects the wound from scratching. And then we had two opinions. First opinion, Shulchan Aruch, is that the entire chilik with hides, with oros, is between yaveshim, which are mutter, and lachim, which are aser, unless you're choshev aleihem, then even lachim would be mutter. The second opinion holds that the key factor is whether it's from a behema gasa, which would be mutter automatically, versus from a behema daka, which would require a machshav, and the Mishnah Berurah says we pass on like the first day. And then we had said finally that a balabayas's boards are not muksa, but an uman's boards and a merchant's boards are muksa, unless you had machshav before Shabbos that you want to use them. Okay, but Hashem, next time on Sunday we'll pick up with Sifim Chav Zayin, Chav Ches, Chav Tes, and I guess and Lamed. Yeah, maybe Lamed Aleph also. We'll see. Okay, everyone, have a wonderful evening.